Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. This is Marcelo Sabdeo. Today we'll talk about Exercise Iron Ram and how that is sharpening Canadian Army soldiers' combat skills. Also, Discovery Air Defense has been awarded the contract for the CATS program. And also, I just got back from the Air Mobility Training Center in Trenton, where I had the opportunity to tour that facility. I will share more details of that visit later in the show. About 2,400 soldiers from the Canadian Army that are part of the 1 Canadian Mechanized Brigade Group that is headquartered in Edmonton, Alberta, are participating in Exercise Iron Ram over the next 3 weeks at the Canadian Forces Base Area Support Unit in Wainwright. Exercise Iron Ram, which runs from October the 23rd until November the 17th, will achieve 2 major goals while ensuring the readiness of the Canadian Army. First, through the conduct of both dry and live fire ranges of increasing complexity, the 1st Canadian Mechanized Brigade Group will confirm individual and collective skills as they seek to maintain and improve their warfighting abilities for future deployments. Also, they will support several national-level individual training courses that will be conducted collectively in order to prepare future Canadian Army leaders to operate across the full spectrum of operations. Under Canada's defense policy, that's a new defense policy, the Canadian Armed Forces continues to train its military to anticipate emerging threats and challenges to Canada and Canadian interests. The Colonel, that's Colonel William Fletcher, the commander of the 1 Canadian Mechanized Brigade Group, said, "In a less predictable world, Canadian Army soldiers need to be able to anticipate, adapt, and act in complex combat environments. Exercise Iron Ram will ensure our troops and future leaders are ready to do just that when called upon for operations at home or abroad." The Canadian government has awarded a contract estimated at more than $1 billion to Discovery Air Defense to provide fighter jet training to the Canadian military, according to Pete's from the National Post. The project, known as the Contracted Airborne Training Services, or CATS, will run over an initial 10-year period with the option to continue for another 5 years. Discovery Air Defense did not release the value of the contract, but analysts have estimated it to be worth at least $1 billion, and some say it could even reach $1.5 billion if the 5-year option is picked. Gary Venman, he's the Vice President of Business Development and Government Relations at Discovery Air Defense, said that the company has been delivering such services to the Canadian military since 2005. "And what this does for us," he said, "is to give us long-term stability. And this is a long-term contract, 10 years plus options, that takes us all well beyond 2030. Two firms have publicly acknowledged that they submitted bids for the CATS program. One, of course, was from Discovery Air and the other from CAE. Under the contract, Discovery Air will also provide aircraft to tow targets and carry electronic warfare systems in various training scenarios. Discovery Air Defense has what is considered the world's largest private fleet of operational fighter jets. The firm also provides training services to air forces in Australia and Germany and is pursuing contracts in the United Kingdom and the US. Talking about CAE, I just got back from a media tour that CAE provided to journalists in Canada, the US, UK, and Australia at the Air Mobility Training Center in Trenton. The purpose of the tour was to provide us with an overview and to see firsthand the Royal Canadian Air Force's CC-130J aircrew and their maintenance training system that is located at that center. And this, is at the Canadian Forces based in Trenton. The Air Mobility Training Center was designed and built to accommodate the latest in air crew and technician simulation-based training, making it one of the most advanced and innovative training facilities in the world. The RCAF is increasingly leveraging the use of simulation-based training to accomplish a greater percentage of overall training, and the CC-130J training program is a good example for both aircrew and maintenance training. CAE developed and delivered to the RCAF the CC-130J training solution for aircraft, that's the aircrew training, and now provides on-site in-service support, including classroom and simulator instruction. In addition, under the subcontract to Lockheed Martin, CAE developed and delivered the CC-130J maintenance training solution and currently provides in-service support for the CC-130J training program as well. As part of the tour, we had sessions with CAE executives as well as the commanding officer of the 426 Transport Training Squadron. These sessions were beneficial to really get a grasp of the magnitude of the training program provided by CAE. After the sessions, we were taken to the classrooms, and here it was demonstrated how the students, those being trained to become pilots or first officers and load masters, would need to go through each course in the program. So this the way it's done is through a computer-based program where the student would have to go through the material. And as they go through the material, they have different screens available as well, where they can be able to see a demo, and as well as videos, charts, and checklists, and so forth. So it's a very intuitive program set up. At the end of each course within that program, each student would have to answer a test at the end. And based on the results of that, they can be able to move on to the next course. So all of this is done through that computer base, as I've said, and it includes different aspects to make that training really come alive. So that's a part of the classroom training. Also, they have virtual simulators where you can go to have access to touch screen panels that can give you that feel of as if you're in the cockpit or you're a load master and you need to work on getting this load off or making that drop off at a specific location. After that was done, we were taken to the RCAF CC-130J, that's the fuselage, and this is the trainer where they use for dropping supplies out of the CC-130J. And the training, of course, for this is very, very rigorous training. And it was explained to us that flying at, say, the low altitudes, so sometimes they are flying at, say, 200 feet, and they would be flying for maybe 30 minutes or an hour at that level. And at the same time that as they're flying at that level, they're looking through the windows to see if they're in the right area, if they're in the right spot, if they can make a drop off here, or if they should go, say, beyond the mountains and make a drop off over there. Of course, trying to stay safe as well as they do so. And as the instructor was explaining to us, a lot of the students would get motion sickness from this because you're just looking outside. So just picture looking outside and you're moving so fast at 200 feet. And then when you turn back to look inside the plane, you know you have that difference in viewpoint and that causes motion sickness. And also with that, you have a few minutes. So after it's decided, okay, we're going to drop at this location, you just have a few minutes to open the aircraft to unload all of those crates that are waiting to be dropped. So a very good program, I would say, and even within the simulator, they give you the option of making that drop as well. So you feel that you're part of that exercise. After that, we were taken to the simulators, they call it a sim. And in the CC-130J simulator, I had the opportunity to fly the CC-130J. And that was a really cool experience. I had the opportunity to do a landing, Also changing directions, and also we were following another CC-130J that was linked to us as well as part of the simulation. So it was really, really neat to do that. And even with the pilot instructor was explaining as well, and that flying at, say, for example, again, 200 feet, you're coming at such a fast pace. And with that level and that pace, actually, you can go undetected in many ways. And he was comparing that, so for example, flying at a higher altitude. If you're flying at a higher altitude, the people on the ground have a better chance of seeing you for a longer time. So you become a greater target by doing that from that level. So flying low was indeed, it's beneficial in that regard. Also, we had a chance to see the area where the students can practice maintenance tasks as well for the CC-130J. The simulation training, as you know, have been cost-effective for the Canadian military and have benefited many militaries around the world as well. So this helps with reducing carbon emissions, fuel consumption, wear and tear, and bringing that overall cost down for training and exercises. So being here at the center was indeed a good opportunity to be able to see that the training that they have in place and how the program is being run by both by CAE as well as the RCAF and how they work together. And one of the things that Joe Armstrong, he's the VP for CAE, he mentioned one of the big things for them is collaboration, and that is the working together with the RCAF in bringing this value to the military. And part of this as well, the lessons learned from this program are being used to improve the process overall. For example, one of the things that they're trying to do right now is to cut the training program, which is right now set at 6 months, to just under 5 months, while covering the same area of study. So one of that is another good thing that you're doing with this program. So that's my update of the tour at the Air Mobility Training Center in Trenton with CAE. So with that, we've come to the end of Vanguard Radio for this week. This is Marcelo Sugdev saying bye for now.